I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh. Duggles. Scott Anderson. My kids.
You started to warm up to it.
No, I haven't, but I'll lean into it. I don't like it, but whatever. All right, so. We had the first two NFL playoff games. Let's get to the Sunday games. Rams and Tampa. Tampa 3-point favorite. We've been talking about this one all week long. Continue to watch to see if Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen can play.
Down to 2.5 now, as I see.
I mean, we're talking about a major difference if those guys can't go. Huge losses. Good offensive linemen off the Tampa offensive line. We'll watch that situation, but Tampa held a light walkthrough and said if it was a full practice, this was Wednesday. It was a full practice. Those guys wouldn't have gone. I got to get the update of what happened yesterday. But the Rams have a top five defense at TFLs. Von Miller, Aaron Donald, both top five in the National Football League in tackles for loss. The Rams front would be a huge problem for the Bucs. And Tom Brady usually goes untouched. I've leaned toward it all week, and I guess I'm going to put him out there. This is the upset I'm picking. I am picking the Rams to go to Tampa and beat the GOAT, which is – I mean, it's thin ice. You bet against Tom Brady. Generally, that doesn't pay off. But I'm betting against Tom Brady. I'm taking the Rams team to go there. And I mean team because I'm not betting Stafford over Brady. I'm betting the Rams. I think the Rams have a team that can get it done.
Well, you know, because we have to pick an upset of the four. And of the four, I would think this is the most likely to be the upset. Mm-hmm. Technically, the Rams are an underdog, a 2.5-point dog in this. The reasons you point out are all valid. The injuries to the offensive line of Tampa Bay, that's significant. Now, these guys, they don't have to practice. They don't. In fact, I think it'd be stupid if you were to put them on the practice field in pads and say, let's run some plays. You don't need to. Let them heal up as much as you can. These guys know what they're doing. They've been playing together for a little bit. Let's just let them get to Sunday afternoon's game. That being said, this isn't the same Buccaneers team that they had, you know, in week six or whatever. This is a different Bucs team because the season has really paid a toll on them. There's no Antonio Brown. There's no Chris Godwin. You know, Fournette is likely to come back, but is he what he was? Probably not. And then you mentioned the injuries to the offensive line. They've got injuries on the defensive side. Guys are coming back. They're going to play, but they're not what they were. The Rams, well, they look like they're getting healthier, and they look pretty good too. And any injuries that they have are very similar. Guys are coming back and may not be 100%, but they're going to be ready to play, like Cooper Kupp's ready to play, and not even mention, you know, guys aren't even mentioned on the injury report anymore. If those linemen are hindered, trying to stop Von Miller mm-hmm. and Aaron Donald, that's a problem. That's pressure coming from the middle and pressure coming from the outside. Now, Tom Brady doesn't get hit a whole lot. He knows what he's doing. He's a cagey veteran. He is the GOAT. He'll get rid of the ball. So I'm curious to see how he's able to handle it if the offensive line isn't there to protect him. I'll pick the upset too. You know, I just it's really tough to go against Brady because Brady just does it every time. When you want to count him out, he just shows up.
Plus,
he
doesn't such fail a big him. Michigan guy.
Well, yeah, you know me. I'm all about it. But in this case, I think the odds are really stacked against him, and they're in favor of Stafford. And, you know, I'm not a big Stafford guy, as you know. So this is kind of difficult for me to go ahead and say, here we go. Here's Stafford's opportunity, and I do think that Stafford's a decent enough quarterback. You put a good team around him, and he can succeed. Well, the Rams are a good team. That's a pretty good team around him, and I think this is his opportunity to succeed and prove his critics wrong.
This is a game, I think, where whose defense is more dominant than the other one. And I think because, just to put it short and sweet, keep it simple, the injuries to Tampa Bay's offensive line scares the hell out of me, which makes me think the Rams' defense is going to be more dominant. I'm not a full believer in Matthew Stafford in the playoffs yet. He did what he had to do last week. Kudos to him, 100%. That's fine. Tom Brady, though, is going to need some time. And if his starting center and starting tackle are dinged up, against that defense, I think the Rams' defense is just going to be more dominant than the Buccaneers' defense. I got the upset in this one. I think Stafford and the Rams move on.
Wow, all three of us.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Here's something else in that. You've limited a couple of receivers for Tom Brady. As Antonio Brown's out, and we mentioned about Godwin as well. I mean, they're using Breshad Perriman. Perriman is on this team. That's the guy the Lions had at the beginning of the season, and then they didn't even make him start the season because they said that we're done with this guy. He's not good enough. That's the guy they signed in the offseason. And then they didn't even play for him. That's who's on this roster right now for Tampa Bay. The Rams have Jalen Ramsey. You're going to put Jalen Ramsey on Mike Evans all day. Isn't that? We all agree with that? That's going to limit significantly what Tampa can do and what the options are. It's going to come down to, can they cover Gronk, in my opinion.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, I like the Buccaneers to lose here and the Rams to win, but the path for the Buccaneers, if you ask me, is they got three really good tight ends, and so it's time to use them. Whether they stay in and block, or the other one goes out to receive with Howard, Brate, and Gronk, I think Brady's got to get rid of the ball quickly, and that's their path to win.
All right, final game, third seed in the AFC. Buffalo plays at Kansas City. Kansas City, a 1.5-point favorite there. I mean, this game is being billed, and it feels like it's Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And the Bills did a great job playing and facing Mahomes back in week 5. Allen in that game threw for 315 yards. He ran for 59 yards and had 4 total touchdowns. But Kansas City's a completely different team. When we talked about Kansas City in the Wide Night Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy at midseason, they were an NFL worst minus 11 in turnover margin. That was the first 8 weeks. They were minus 11 in turnover margin. Since then, they're plus 15, which is almost as remarkable. So Kansas City is, when they played before, it wasn't the same Kansas City team. They seem to have solved that problem. I don't like Kansas City in this game. I love Kansas City in this game.
I don't know if I would say I love Kansas City in this game. I would say this. I'm going to love my Sunday night meal and just enjoy watching this game because this is going to be the most entertaining game of the weekend, in my opinion. This has a feel to it almost like that game we like to reference from years ago with the Rams against the Chiefs, where it was just score after score after score, so much entertainment on both sides, actually all aspects, special teams, offense, and defense. It seemed like everybody was scoring in that game. But you brought up the numbers with Kansas City. Here's something else for you. Here's what they gave up in the first 5 weeks of the season. 29 points, 36 points, 30 points, 30 points, 38 points. They were last in the league in the first 5 games of the season in scoring defense. From week 6 on, they are number 1 in the NFL in total defense and points allowed.
They're a different team.
They're a completely different team, and they have been awfully impressive. You go through that stretch, and they've lost 2 games in that entire stretch. They lost at Tennessee 27-3, and then they lost second to last week of the season against Cincinnati 34-31. This team's ready to roll. I really like Patrick Mahomes. I'm not alone. I like Josh Allen too. This is another one of those things like what I said with Joe Burrow. I think it's a little bit too early for him to get this kind of this win on a big stage. So I'm going to go with Mahomes.
I like the Chiefs here. It has nothing to do with the Bills. It just has everything to do with me loving the Chiefs. There was a stretch in the beginning of the year where Patrick Mahomes had an interception thrown in 7 straight games. 3 of those games, he had 2 picks. Doug, you mentioned the turnovers. He's changed that around completely the second half of the year. Second half of the year also what changed was, you just mentioned, Gator, the defense got way better. Patrick Mahomes limited the turnovers. Chiefs at home, I don't see how they can lose to the Bills.
All right, so here's what we want from the people. We just made our predictions on all of these games, And we're going to clarify this here in a second for each of us, but we're going to ask it of you as well. Who is the dog that you love to win outright? And what is your lock, your favorite that you know will win and cover? The dog and the favorite that you love the most. My dog that I love is the LA Rams. The favorite that I think will win and cover is the Kansas City Chiefs. Gator, the dog that you love the most is?
The LA Rams.
And the favorite that you love to win and cover?
The Tennessee Titans.
All right. Kang, the dog that you love the most is?
I actually took two dogs. So the one I'm going to pick in this scenario, though, I'll take the Niners. I'll leave them out there. I'll be the only guy.
Yep. Well done. And the lock?
The lock is the Chiefs. I just mentioned for all the reasons why I mentioned.
Okay. Get in your dog and your favorite that you love the most this weekend. In the meantime, we did tweet out a question about dogs. Who is the favorite underdog? We'll tell you who is winning that poll. And if you want to vote, add Dungator971 on the Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.